Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm going to let the Spits introduce their own song. This is Let Us Play Your Party.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sean from the Spits?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chris from the Hellcore House.
Yeah?
And I was wondering if you guys wanted to play a party or something. Or a party.
What's in it for us?
I think we can get some beer.
I tell you what, we'll work something out. We'll be there in 20. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed legendary punk, lo-fi, garage punk, lo-fi, garage punk band The Spits. And a track off one of the first two albums that they've just had re-released by Slovenly Records, and thanks very much to Bazooka Joe for sending that through. We will be playing a track off the other album at the end of the show. So we've got a Spits double this week, Tony. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/thespits.
It is as simple as that, and they're even bold enough to put it in capital letters. Not I think that it'll make any difference, but yeah, facebook.com/thespits. Tony one, Paulie B and internet nil. Now then, this will be the point when I'd have some comedy suburbs and poetry corners for you, but guess what?
Nothing.
So we haven't got anything this week once again. Please do email through any jokes or poems you have to paulieb@punkyradio.com. And if they're any good, well, I'll say if they're any good, I'll read them out, full stop. That's all I'm going to do in this bit, because we're going to be talking quite a lot through this show, I have a feeling. I'm going to get on with the next song, because the next song, this is how Punky Radio works, right? Often things come by MP3. Often things come through to the Punky Radio PO box, which I've not even got around to checking this week, my friend, so hopefully we'll have a few in for next week. Okay. And sometimes I go to my mate's pub and he hands me a CD and said, this bloke came in the other day and gave me this. I think you'd like it. And it's by a band called Psychopath Condor. Right? And
right.
Just so you know how rock this is, Psychopath, spelled S-Y-K-O-Path. Condor, conventional spelling of Condor. I thought they'd gone with a K, but there you go. So I don't know very much about them at all, but I've had a listen to it. And some of this, right, not this track particularly, but some of the stuff on here, it's what we got? It's a 6-track EP. Some of it sounds a little bit Pearl Jam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but some of it sounds not Pearl Jam.
Right, okay.
This is one of the ones that doesn't. What do I know is, Tony, what is Psychopath Condor's Reverb Nation page, and I want the spelling.
at reverbnation.com/psychopathcondor, SYKOPATHCONDOR.
All right, show off. Yes, it is indeed. Tony T, Paul of the Internet Nil, this is Run for Cover.
To Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Psychopath Condor. If you like that track, do let me know via paulieb@punkyradio.com or by posting your appreciation on our Facebook page when it will probably be read out along with the other Facebook comments. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's true. It will be. Yes. Oh, do you want to read them out now?
It'll be nice.
Okay, good point.
Does that mean you've got some Facebook boards?
I do.
Keep up.
Yeah. So, as Paul says, if you are on Facebook, please leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, especially if you are on Facebook. It's quite hard if you're not, actually. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment. And I've got three this week.
Crikey.
So busy. First up, from Malcolm Perry, who I think we must know. I'm trying
Hello,
to remember
Malcolm.
Who it is.
I know Malcolm from Edinburgh.
Yes. He says, "Hey, old me ducks, now a regular Punky follower. The word has spread up here in Edinburgh. Love the frantic energy of your music and your childish banter. Keep it up, lads. Hope you checked out Lost Cassettes. Malk, him who used to live in Mansfield, Parry."
Exactly.
All right.
And that is indeed how I know him, because I think he used to come to the comedy show I used to do in Mansfield sometimes, and I did indeed meet him in Edinburgh, and it's a shame you didn't read that one out last. But anyway, carry on.
Okay. Next up, from Graham Holland, who just saying, next time I send in a joke, I'll make sure it requires some sort of foreign or regional accent. Paul's attempt at Irish accent last year was funnier than the joke.
I think it was.
It was. And finally, from an old listener, Carl J. Collier, or
he's
Cage.
Back.
He's back.
I got him this morning. I got him back on. He was hooked this morning.
He says, Punky, I know it's been a long time. Things just, well, happened. I know I said I was just popping up some milk, but I was whisked away by the spirit of Sid Vicious and employed to repeatedly beat John Rotten over the head with a French loaf smothered in Country Life butter. It was a mad time, but I'm back now. Promised to love you like I always did, in the poop shoot. Thanks, Cage, who, of course, was originated from Smacked Hard.
He was originated from Smacked Hard. And he's made a reference to a song later on in the show as well.
He's back with a vengeance.
Welcome back, Carl. You are the original and best Smacked Hard.
That's it for Facebook.
Well read.
Thank you.
Now, you may remember, but a short time ago, that there was a Facebook comment from one Malcolm Parry.
There was.
Who said, did I enjoy the Lost Cassettes? I did indeed, or I think their full title is Them Lost Cassettes. But he sent me a tweet, and you can't, it's easy to tweet me. I'll be honest with you, I don't check the Punky Radio Twitter, ever. I can't remember the password.
Right.
But I do check mine, and it's at Paulie B, P-O-O-R-L-Y-B-E-E, which is how a few people have got music through to us recently, one of which was Malcolm, who said you should check out Them Lost Cassettes, they're really, really good. So I did, and I like them, and we've got a track coming up right now.
Cool.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It is.
This is Them Lost Cassettes, or Lost Cassettes, or The Lost Cassettes, and Beat Motel. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lost Cassettes and Beat Motel. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/lostcassettes.
No, I might as well have said you got no chance here. It's facebook.com/pages/lost-cassettes/211485715558395. Can't believe you didn't get that one. If you type in them lost cassettes into Facebook, you will find it. Probably be an Internet 1, Tony 2. And that, my friend, was some proper old school punk rock with a modern twist. And hopefully we'll be playing more of them in the future because I really like them. Now then, did you do anything last week?
Mostly spent it recovering, watching a lot of crap.
Yeah.
On my laptop. I think I watched every episode of The Walking Dead. Which was very crap until the last season.
Was it just so you felt better about yourself?
Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. But I'm back at work today, so hopefully things are on the up.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I had a 50-50 weekend. On Friday night, I went to Whiteleaf. Have you heard of Whiteleaf?
No.
It's in Surrey. It's south of Croydon. It's quite nice, really. When you drive in, I thought, I know the name Whiteleaf. I remembered why, because when I walked in, there is an Amp Summers skyscraper of a shop there. It must be the head office. It must be the sex toy capital of the southeast.
Right.
Anyway, I was in a pub called the Whiteleaf Tavern. Brilliant gig. Really, really good fun. Had a great time. Really enjoyed it. There's me thinking I'm a great comic. Then on Saturday, I went to Witham in Essex, and I very quickly found out that I wasn't a great comic. Oh, but then I went on stage and nobody laughed at me. it was one of those. I've actually written down in the show notes for this, Whitam, oops. Right. And I went on. I got a couple of big laughs at the start, and then they just changed their minds. I don't know but it didn't go well. And I did 15 minutes without my guitar, then I put my guitar on and it didn't work. Even the electricity didn't want me to be there. So I just had to say, oh, sorry about that, and walk off 10 minutes before I should have done, to my great shame. So my apologies to the people of Witham that I didn't entertain you better than I should. These things happen sometimes, you know. Yeah. Can't have a great gig every night, can you? But it was funny, because when I left, I walked out, and as I walked across the road from the venue, I heard this woman shout, excuse me! And I looked around, and this woman ran across the road, flung her arms around me and said, oh, you're so brave. I'm so sorry it didn't go well. You're so brave for trying. I'm like, oh, God. I've been doing stand-up 20 years. I went, oh, thank you very much. Yes, I'll keep trying. Oh, my God. It was an absolute disaster. Last week, did I mention Helsinki bus station theory?
I don't think so.
Right, yeah. I got a Facebook post from my mate Limburn, who left me this post saying, if you want a successful creative career, you have to understand Helsinki bus station theory, right? And so this is kind of the case in point. I've been going 20 years and clearly it can still go wrong. The theory is the Helsinki bus station has got 25 routes going out of it or something like that, but they all go the same first mile. They all follow the same road. There's one way in, one way out of Helsinki bus station. So every bus that goes out of that road does the same thing. And that's the idea about people when they begin any form of creative career. Everyone thinks they're having the same idea. And it's only when the buses start to diverge off after a mile that you start having original ideas, as in when you start seeing different buildings, doing different things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can only say, and the quote in it is, stay on the fucking bus. That's the actual quote. That's the quote the guy used in his paper. It's the quote they used in The Guardian online. Stay on the fucking bus. The longer you stay on the bus, the more likely you are to start having original ideas and start being successful. And I can only say that my own personal bus trip has been very, very long. But I have stayed on the bus, so hopefully it won't be long before I start to diverge away from the other buses and come up with something truly original that people like. But in the meantime, here's two songs for you, right? Now, I don't know what's happening here. This is a classic case of punky radio staying on the bus. Because when you think about how we started the show with three songs and they all had to have swear words in, and then it expanded, and then it's got different, and all that. The next two songs are basically a goth track by a band that got in touch with me out of the blue, and then Scar Like No Other band that came through to me via Twitter again in the same way, and thanks to Real Gone Rocks and Real Gone, who I promised I'd read out the website this week and I have forgotten it, but if you type in Real Gone Rocks into the internet there, you will find
the home of this blog that blogs about new music, and it's really, really good. And we've had a few songs off them recently. They're fantastic. Notably, the Dead X's, if you remember, that we've played a couple of times on the show. Anyway, listen out for that. I'll tell you all about that band afterwards. In the meantime, this is True Fallacy and Message.
I never thought. things were meant to stay the same. It's too late, it's too late. Some things will never change. It's too late, it's too late. Some things were meant to stay the same. It's too late, it's too late. Some things will never fucking change. In the cracks of the earth, we will find your moral compass thrown away. Because you couldn't bear the breath of it. You couldn't bear the guilt from the destruction that you had caused. I could never quite survive. Live in such a domain. Disposable.
You're listening to Desoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Best of the Worst, and I hope you agree with me that they are ska punk like no other. And that was a track called Jonestown 1978, and we will quite possibly play something else from them in the future as well. What I want to know is, what is their Bandcamp page?
bestoftheworst.bandcamp.com.
Did you say Best of the Worst or The Best of the Worst?
I said Best of the Worst.
No, ha! It's thebestoftheworst.bandcamp.com. Probably be the internet too, Tony, too. And I didn't ask you about True Fallacy's Facebook page. What's that?
Facebook.com/True Fallacy.
It is indeed. So you're back in the room. Tony 3, probably be the internet too. How things turn. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Excellent. That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's actually something on Sunday night, so going to be Friday to Sunday. It's like good old days. So here we go, Friday night, 8th of March. King Hammond in the Spirit of 69, Cartoon Violence, Sammy Buzz, Swagger, and a late set from the Witch Doctors. I'm sure that is on a Friday.
Oh, right, I thought you were going to say that was someone's night. That is going to be a really, really good night. King Hammond, great. And that'll be a really good fun music night. Get down to it if you can do. I'll get £6.
Tenner.
Wow. In that case, then, yeah, it's understandable because King Hammond are a slightly bigger deal and the Witch Doctors are as well. Worth every penny. Get down there if you can.
Saturday night, 9th. Pope, Viva Las Vegas, The Loop, Dirt Royal, and late set for Mike Only. It's a London calling night.
It's going to be great.
How much do you think?
It's going to be great. I'm going to revert to type. £6.
Yep, it is six.
Thank heavens.
And finally, Sunday night, Joe Murphy and More to be Confirmed. How much do you think that would be?
I really want it to be £6.
Fiver.
No! Yeah. Sunday because night. That makes it 10.65 the year before shit hit the fan in Hastings. I was going to try and get a 10.66 going on there. Damn anyway, it. Well read, Tony. That concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And if you do have a gig or anything like that, do email Tony at punkyradio.com and he'll read it out for you. Right, next song. Here's another track from a band that we played the other week called The Swingin' Utters, who came through via Simon Says, and hello to Simon for that, sending that through, absolutely brilliant. I think the album's called Poor Form. I can't remember the track we played with it last time. Oh, the track we played last time was called I'm a Little Bit Country. This time around we've got another, it's a great title for this. What I want to know is, what is the Swingin' Utters website?
theswinginutters.com.
no, it's not, it's swinginutters.com. Well, it'd be the internet three, Tony three. I know, I'm clutching at straws this week. This is The Fake Rat of Dave Navarro.
I'm watching you in frame, storming window. It's not that, yes sir, I've got these thoughts in my bloodstream.
Bird Cutter.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
We're back on the kitchen planning with vengeance. We're going to go to two different kitchen places and try and get maybe kitchen in before Christmas.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, that's how we're rolling. Yourself?
Got a massive week this week. Massive weekend coming up. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, my comedy shows locally, Hitchin, Lexington, Bulldog. The Hitchin show is the 20th anniversary of my comedy club.
Wow.
I know. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Brilliant lineup. Pete Beckley, who was the winner of last year's Last Minute Comedy New Comedian of the Year competition. And the headline act is none other than Simon Munnery, one of the finest comics to ever grace any stage in the UK at any time. And I'm really, really pleased he's doing our 20th anniversary this weekend. We got a big bit in the paper about it as well. It's brilliant. And then on Saturday night, the same bill goes to Lecture with Arts Centre, where it's their fifth birthday. And then on Sunday at the Orange Street in Bulldog, I've got a different bill on. I've got Carey Marks, Rhea Lena, and a couple of other acts on there. That gig's a bit cheaper. All details are on lastminutecomedy.com.
Ah,
as
cool.
Kept up by the ones from Mr. Tony Hearn.
Yes, I was just wondering if I'd done that or not, but okay.
I think you have. It's all right. I think you have updated it. I'm pretty sure.
Good.
But yeah, perhaps everybody, including you, could check that, Tony. But I'm pretty sure that you have updated the information to that effect, that those gigs are happening this weekend. All the information on there, I'm really, really looking forward to it. After show on Friday, we'll be going to the Victoria Pub in Hitchin. After show on Saturday, we'll be going to the Wiener Tavern in Letchworth. And after show on Sunday, we're already in a pub. No need to travel. Brilliant.
Excellent.
So that's my big weekend, basically. I've got myself nice food to celebrate.
What have you got?
Salmon.
Ooh.
Mmm. Yeah, I've bought myself lots of... I can't remember everything I've bought, Tony. I've bought myself lots of nice food to treat myself, because I know it's going to be three fairly heavy nights, so I ought to be fairly healthy during the day. So I am going to try and eat properly over the weekend to give myself a chance of seeing Monday.
Good plan.
That would seem sensible.
Yeah.
So that's it, that's me. Oh, we're cracking on through this show this week, aren't we? Next track. Now, this track was referred to by Carl early on in the show in the Facebook section. Is also by a band that is fronted by my mate G. He's a bloke I run the gig with in Bulldog, and who also is my spiritual son locally, even to the effect that I've got a bit of an ongoing gag with his parents that his dad's not his dad. I am on dodgy ground regularly. Anyway, he posted this on my Facebook page. They say, look, I've done a funny song like you do. Now, this is not a song like I do. It's far better. It's obviously not classic punky fodder, but I've just got to play it. You're going to really like it. Technically, it's Billy Skin's Fifth, the band we've played before, but I don't think it is. I think it's G mucking about, but we'll call it Billy Skin's Fifth for the sake of the Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Billy Skin's Fifth.
Yeah, did I ask you about the Swinging Utters?
Yeah.
I did, didn't I? Yeah, yes. It's 5th rather than the word, so Billy Skins 5th, which I believe makes it Tony 4, Paulie Beans at 3.
Yeah.
I should have asked you about this afterwards, really. Anyway, please do enjoy this all if you can, and don't be offended, and bear in mind that the opinions of the bands and artists that perform on Punky Radio are not necessarily the opinions of Punky Radio itself. With that in mind, this is Love You in the Poop Shoot.
I want to love you in the poop shoot. I want to love you in the poop shoot.
Do you believe in fairies? I believe in fairies. Why don't you believe in fairies?
I could show you lots of fairies.
Come into the woodland, I'll introduce you to the fairies.
We can eat wild berries,
but don't eat those ones over there.
I want to love you in the poop chute.
Yeah.
I wanna love you in the poop chute.
Do you like unicorns? I like unicorns.
What do you mean you don't like unicorns? Everyone loves unicorns.
Come into the woodland,
I'll introduce you to the unicorns
with their phallically shaped horns. Now sit on it.
I want to love you in the poop shoe. Those cheeks, let me love you in the poop chute.
Well, you find it in ya.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
You give me finger rap, ya.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
That's where to keep in order.
Poop, poop, poop.
I'll tell you once again.
Poop, poop, poop.
Oh, you keep it in ya.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
I got a finger, y'all.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
And that's where they keep all the.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was my son.
Nice.
Love you in the poop shoot. He wants to show you the unicorns, Tony, in the woods. Yeah.
With the fairies.
With the fairies. The fairies and the unicorns, yeah. I might do... I mean, I haven't actually spoken to him about this yet, but I am thinking of maybe doing an EP with G at some point. Us two just having a muck about... Him on acoustic, me on electric, because I cannot play acoustic guitar. I can't play electric, but I refuse to play electric guitar. Acoustic guitar, sorry. And who knows, we might redo something. I don't know. We're going to do something, anyway, to mark the 20th anniversary of my song, Breach of Green, which that is not dissimilar to in terms of the chord progressions, I do notice, G, in fact.
All right.
Might have to even copyright there. Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
Don't worry. Tell people about it and then I'll tell you the twat I've got.
Okay. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. You don't have to know them personally. It could be a famous person or just someone you know in the street. Anything, really. Email me now.
Yes, it's a very good idea. Well, we do like reading out twats, but it's all right because I've got one.
Okay.
And it was a man mentioned earlier in the show, Carl J. Collier.
The elusive cage.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who is a huge twat, and this is why. Because he listened to Punky Radio all the time for about 18 months, and then he just vanished, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember when it was. He was going to go to a block party at one point, which just made it...
He just vanished.
Six years ago, something like that.
He turned us off, Tony. He turned us off. And all this time later, he stayed on Facebook, not noticing any of the punky posts. And then he noticed his Love You in the Poop Chute. And he's straight back. Oh, Punky Radio. Oh, I didn't know it was still happening. Oh, has he been walking around the internet with his eyes shut? So, Carl J. Collier, presumably still of Birmingham. Oh, yeah, because we had a chat. We had a chat about Forest and Birmingham City. He's like...
Oh, yeah, he's both our Facebook friends.
He's been in touch occasionally. He's just managed to ignore the fact that Punky Radio. So on that, he's a twat.
Yes.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got at least 5.5 years catching up to do, maybe 6. He should be ashamed of himself.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So I'll do it for you, Tony.
Okay.
So because he hasn't listened to Punky Radio for 5 years, Carl J. Collier, of probably Birmingham,
is a twat.
Let that be a lesson to you, young man.
And welcome back.
Welcome back, yeah. So, last track this week, as promised, it's another one by The Spits, the band we played at the start. I'm afraid I don't know which way round. I haven't got the albums to hand, sorry about that, but this tr-
track is either off their first album or their second album. The first track we played was either off their first album or the second album. I've already asked you what the Facebook page is for the Spits, but you might as well win this by me asking you again. What's the Facebook page for the Spits?
facebook.com/thespits.
Yeah, you've won. What is it? 5-3 or something? You've won anyway.
5-3, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well done, man. Anyway, this one goes out. I'd like to dedicate this one to you, Tony.
Thank you.
I hate pussies. Spits, thank you very much for listening this week. If you know of any bands that you'd like us to play, do make sure you get in touch with us via the usual channels. And also thanks to everyone who listens to this show, not just by downloading the podcast via punkyradio.com, but also those of you that listen online. And how do you do that, Tony?
You can listen at the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and finally galacticworldradio.com, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C worldradio.com.
Excellent work. That's about it, really.
Yeah,
I've run out of things to say this week. Mention iTunes again if you'd like to.
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. Takes but a moment, does help us out. Easy way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link, hit that, it will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. So 5 stars only, we'll read them out. If not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
That iTunes stuff really does help us as well.
It does.
Once again, thank you very much. Hope to see some of you down at my gigs in Hitchin, Lechworth and Baldock this weekend for some fabulous anniversary shenanigans. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo!
Your guns.